Cy Troutman back here on Rutherford Issues today, and I am joined now by Mimi Kiesling, the Rutherford County Environmental Education Coordinator. Good afternoon, Mimi.
Good afternoon, Zach. It's nice to be here.
It is nice to be here today. Now, this must be a heck of a week for you. We had Earth Day this past weekend.
Yes.
Arbor Day is coming up Friday. You guys must be booking.
This is my busiest season of the year. I wish people thought of the environment as much as they do around Earth Day.
Right.
But around Earth Day, I get a lot of phone calls, get a lot of asked to be a lot of presentations. So it is busy. You're right.
I'm sure. I've always wondered why they have Arbor Day and Earth Day so close together. You'd think you would spread that out a little bit to sort of increase awareness, remind people throughout the year. But I mean, I guess there's only so much of a planting season. Arbor Day kind of has to be.
Probably so.
So what are we going to talk about today? I understand that we've got a pretty important event right now after tax time, especially coming up.
We have a multi-tiered event coming up this Saturday.
Ooh, multiple tiers.
Yes.
The more tiers, the better.
That's three different things going on.
Okay.
We're doing it this Saturday, April the 28th. And it will be held at the courthouse in Murfreesboro.
The county courthouse.
The county courthouse.
Here in the middle of the square.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've ever noticed, but there's an inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we refer to as an inner circle. People can just drive through, and we will collect their any type of paper they want to have shredded. And we're also doing a food drive, and then we'll also have representatives from the Sheriff's Department there passing out identity theft information.
All in this one location.
All in one location. So drive-through, so you don't even have to get out of your car.
It doesn't get more convenient than that.
It does not.
Well, that's especially, I didn't know about the sheriff's handing out identity theft information, but we actually just had reports today that the fifth and sixth people here in Murfreesboro have been victims of tax fraud. So far. Yeah. So it's something that there's quite a bit of going around town right now. So that's especially
And you
important.
Know, it's not just tax fraud. Last year about this time, somebody used my debit card number and charged tires.
Really?
They bought four tires for their car in Canada.
In Canada?
Yeah. And I don't know how my information got out, but it's if the people that were stealing this information were as diligent at honest work, they probably could make a lot of money.
That's what I was going to say. Usually people that have to resort to that aren't, you know. But what do you think is the reason why you were seeing so much more of this nowadays? Is it just because everything we do now requires us to give out information? You know, people paying things online, we're using cards.
I think a lot of it's electronic. I think using debit cards and credit cards online has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's kind of sad that we have to try to protect ourselves. But on to the Shred Day.
Oh, yeah.
Max Shred is a locally owned company, and he does a lot of business for businesses in collecting and shredding their important paperwork for them. A lot of the banks use him or another company like him. Where they will come in and pick up shredded documents. Everything that he shreds, he does have it recycled.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. And so this is for households only, because, of course, he wants to get businesses to try to use his business, of course. So this is for households only this Saturday between 9:30 and noon at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring in any type of tax document or anything that has any kind of pertinent information
on it. Sensitive information.
Yes,
right.
Yes. People have brought in checkbooks and I think you're told you're supposed to keep things at least 7 years.
Oh, like checkbooks, like the registers that you keep here?
Yes, they bring in the registers, and the shredding truck can actually shred that.
I was going to say, because they're kind of an odd shape and sort of, you know.
Yeah, it just goes right in.
Great.
And the interesting thing about Max Shred is there is a camera on the inside of the truck. So when he's shredding, people will drive through. We have volunteers from MTSU and from Central Magnet. They will unload the cars, the paper from the cars, and we are asking that you limit it to two banger boxes per person.
You can fit a great deal of materials.
You can. And, you know, we don't want to have traffic lined up all the way around the square,
of course.
And I do this event twice a year with Max Shred, so bring in the items, the student volunteers will unload it, and basically what he has, Zach, is a 95-gallon toter. It's very similar to the trash cans that Murfreesboro City uses.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an arm on the side of the truck. It picks it up, takes it in, and there is a camera that shows you shredding it, because sometimes we still have somebody that's just a little bit uncomfortable with it. And
well, so, you can't blame them.
Yeah, and so we'll ask them to park. They can't hold up the traffic, but if they want to go and park, they can come and watch the screen and see it as it's actually being shredded.
And that's a great extra step that, you know, is something so easy that Max Shred can do to really increase people's trust in that company, because so much everyone is paranoid about these materials already, and especially nowadays, the economy being what it is, people are getting desperate. You don't know who exactly you can trust anymore, and so the fact that a camera's right there is really a big deal.
It would and make we even have better. The sheriff's department there. He's there to pass out identity theft information, but just to also be sure that nobody tries to come in and grab some boxes or try to take something from us when we're not watching. We are very, very cautious as much as possible to be sure that nothing is breached.
Absolutely. Peace of mind. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is. It is. And that's the service we like to provide. And then since I'm the environmental coordinator for the county, I like to emphasize that we are recycling. Yeah. At our last event, we shredded and recycled over 5,000 pounds.
5,000 pounds of
paper. So that's paper that did not have to go to the landfill.
That's 2.5 tons. Mm-hmm. That's
a lot.
And it was,
of course, made into brand new paper products.
Right. So some of that paper might be getting some of the paper that might be coming in to get shredded this year might have been byproduct of last year's shredding that had been recycled.
Yes, it could be your tissue today or something
like
that.
It could
absolutely.
Be almost anything. Mm-hmm. Well, that is a fantastic event, especially right now after tax time. But I mean, any sort of materials from year round would be great.
Yes.
And you know, you have to wonder if in the future, being as everything is going online, going over to computers, and that's how a lot more of the identity theft and the problems that we're running into arise, if maybe there will be a time when things will be just entirely that way, to the point where there won't be these sort of materials out there that need to be taken and shredded. But is that really a positive thing?
You know, I don't know. I can't answer that. I think that I'm in my 40s, my late 40s, and I think my generation, we still like to have a piece of paper that confirms certain things.
Yeah.
Like an end-of-the-year bank statement, perhaps, but yet not necessarily keep everything.
Yeah.
I think younger generations are so accustomed to everything being electronic, they might not give it as much thought. But I think there are those of us that still like to have occasional pieces of paper for verification of things.
Absolutely. You just see things moving more and more towards a paperless world, even so far as using cash. They say it might be a possibility that cash could get phased out one day entirely. So
yeah, I've heard that as well.
It's kind of a scary prospect, though, if it's easier to steal identities and steal information online, and if it's all going in that direction,
right.
It's kind of
a
spooky thing. What other things have been going on around this time of the year? What are some of the presentations that you've done?
Well, let me finish telling you about this.
There's more?
The food bank is very important.
Of course, but wait, there's more.
Yeah, there's more. Max Shred wanted to partner with a not-for-profit in order to try to benefit somebody, and I have done some work in the past for the Rutherford County Food Bank, and they're always short of food. When you go in there, it's amazing to see the number of people that are lined up in the hallway waiting to be called in. They have to provide certain types of information to the people at the food bank to show that they are indeed in need of food, and then they fill up and give them as much food as they can possibly give them. But they're in desperate need of food right now. Pretty much year round they need food. So what we're asking is, since Max Shred is gracious enough to do this for free and not charge anybody, we're asking that they bring some dry goods or canned goods or anything that they can bring to help stock the food bank.
So not just limited to cans, but anything dry, not non-perishable items.
Right. And last year, let's see, the last event we had, I think over 700 items were brought, which went a long way to help stock the food bank.
Yeah, absolutely. That's quite
You know, it's
good.
Amazing when you have plenty and you just don't think about kids that go hungry. You know, our schools do feed children. If they need breakfast, they feed them that. They feed them lunch. And sometimes that's the only thing those kids get.
Yeah.
There's just not groceries at home, unfortunately. So Max Shred and I, we put our heads together and thought, who could we benefit the most? Since the food bank is a county agency, we decided to go with that. And it's easy enough to just bring in a few cans. And once again, we'll have volunteers there. They'll load it into the food bank truck. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to get out of your car. And then the sheriff's deputy will be standing at the side of your window and give you some information about identity theft.
Fantastic. That sounds like a great event. And that's this Saturday, April the 28th. It's from 9:30 a.m. until noon, the Rutherford County Courthouse, right up here on the Murfreesboro Square. I was looking at the website, which, by the way, the Environmental Education for Rutherford County has an incredible website. You can find it at rutherfordcountytn.gov/environmental. And it is so, so, so informative. But I noticed that a thing you guys are really, really big on that I'd never really given much thought to is disposal of paint and paint products in the proper way. I mean, it really seems like it's a big deal, and
it's
something that I'd never really thought about. And even so much as Rutherford County also has a YouTube page with a lot of really great, really informative videos. I think it's YouTube/Rutherford Government, I think is the site. And there's even a video on there for the Stop the Splat campaign.
Yes. Have you watched it yet?
Yes, I did. I did watch that video.
And I don't know if you recognized anybody, but I just used people that I knew and asked them if they would come and be in a kind of infomercial type thing. And everybody agreed.
Yeah.
And of course, there was one person in there that I didn't give her a choice. I said, I really want you to do this, but it's my daughter.
Oh.
But she had one of her friends, and they did it, and we really had a good time doing it. But the Stop the Splat is just sort of short and concise.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to understand that they really... the state is no longer accepting paint at the hazardous waste collections. In the past, the state was spending $500,000 every year just drying latex paint.
Right. Because the reason they're not accepting it anymore is kind of a good reason.
Because it's not hazardous.
Exactly. They deemed it not hazardous.
But it's
on the
nuisance.
Other hand, right.
It's a huge nuisance, especially if once it gets into the garbage truck compacts it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you take it to a convenience center even, and if it's in one of our 40-yard dumpsters and it's going down the road and it shifts, it can splatter all over the road. That's the name, Stop the Splat.
That's the, right, exactly.
Yes. So we're trying to educate people to understand that if it's latex paint, we needed them to solidify it themselves. If it's oil-based paint, we're doing collections 3 to 4 times per year to collect the oil-based paint.
Okay.
Because the state will take that. That is considered semi-hazardous.
Right.
So they'll take that and they actually incinerate that.
So the best thing to do then, if you have paint, which a lot of people probably now, the weather's getting warmer, they're going to want to go outside,
right,
paint their houses, do some home improvement projects. You'll start seeing a lot more of these products turning up.
Yes. And splatters on the road.
And splatters on the road along with it. The best thing to do if it is latex paint is to first dry it.
Well, I spent probably an entire day and a half of my life experimenting with different paints because, you know, I've read things on the web.
You're really hands-on.
Yeah, I wanted to know for myself.
Because it should be something that's easy to do. Because if it's not something that's easy to do and you can't do it, people probably aren't going to.
Right.
So it has to be something that you can...
Right. Now, if it's a full can, it's a little bit more of a challenge, but mm-hmm. typically you're not going to throw away an entire can of paint.
Right.
And, of course, you can always try to donate it to, like, one of the local high schools. They may need it for painting props.
That's
or
a good
the drama
point.
Departments.
Yeah.
But anyway, I spent probably a day and a half experimenting with different levels of paint in the paint cans. And when there was at least 3/4 of a gallon of paint, I would. It's very effective to just pour kitty litter in it.
Right.
Now, I know this sounds really yucky because you can use used kitty litter. That is sort of the ultimate in recycling, to take your kitty litter and then use it again.
I mean, ultimately, it's all going to be thrown out anyway.
Yes.
So,
but the kitty litter will solidify it. Mm-hmm. Once it's solidified, you're free to put it in the trash.
Right.
It's just mainly we don't want it in the liquid form so that it splatters everywhere. And so smaller amounts, you may could just leave it out for a couple of days and it'll solidify if it has just a little bit in the bottom of the can. Oftentimes, people go to clean out their basements or the garages where the paint is. It's already solidified if it's several years old.
Right.
Once it's dry, return the lid to it and go ahead and put it in the trash. I recommend double bagging it just in case, but you just really want it to be solidified. Now, there are commercial drying agents that you can purchase, and I'm imagining that's kind of contains like some of the same stuff that goes inside diapers or something. I'm not sure. Or even contains what kitty litter
like
is.
Like a silica or like some sort of
yes,
like silicone
it's something
kind
like
of.
That. Mm-hmm. But really, the kitty litter works just as well. It's a little bit less expensive,
mm-hmm.
and it goes a long way.
And I also see if you want a more natural alternative, sawdust is a good solution.
Yes.
That may also actually be another byproduct of some of your home improvement projects that you have going on. You may
absolutely.
Have some sawdust around too.
Or even mulch.
Mulch as well, yes.
Yes. So anything that just, or even, let's just say you had only an inch or two in there, shove some newspaper down in there.
Yeah.
And that solidifies it, and then you're good to go.
Absolutely. Well, that is something that people need to know about, the Stop the Splat campaign. Just go to YouTube and do a search for Stop the Splat. I'm pretty sure there's not that many videos called Stop the Splat on
not.
There. But a really, really interesting and eye-opening video, for sure. Now, as far as recyclables and where people can do some recycling around town here, just year-round, because we want to let them know, and especially
right.
being that this is a very environmentally conscious week in particular.
Yes.
What all kinds of materials do the recycling centers around here take?
Okay, now the Rutherford County Convenience Centers accept glass, mixed paper, cardboard, all types of plastics that mm-hmm. are labeled 1 through 7, aluminum and steel. And then the Murfreesboro Convenience Center, which is run by the city. And of course, I work for the county, but Murfreesboro City has one that's located on West Main Street. They're open certain hours during the week, and they accept most of those same items as well.
And I know that there's one on the MTSU campus, right?
Yes.
On the corner of Greenland? Yes, Greenland and something.
That side street that goes, that runs parallel to the the baseball field.
Exactly. Yes. I know they don't have glass.
Right.
But I believe they might have everything else, maybe not cardboard as well. Yes. Those are all fairly common things to be recycled, but there's one that you're seeing a lot more of that people really kind of, it throws them for a loop, and that's electronic waste and batteries.
Okay. We do that 2 days per week.
Really?
Yes. It's on my website. Or it should be. I need to double check and be sure
it is. It is indeed.
2 days per week, each Tuesday, and then again Saturday for the folks that work during the week. It's from 10 to 4, and the location is 1140 Haley Road, which is a recycling center.
Fantastic.
And so we accept those because there are hazardous materials that are in the electronics, and mm-hmm. so we really don't want those things to be landfilled.
But twice a week is pretty frequently, since those kind of items are ones that you're not throwing away that often. It's
right, so. And then also, like, some counties only have collections once or twice a year, mm-hmm. so having twice a week is actually pretty good.
The website is also very helpful in indicating that Radio Shack is actually currently offering free recycling of household batteries, mm-hmm. Smaller than automobile batteries, at their Murfreesboro locations as well.
Yeah, and it's important to point out that alkaline batteries, which would be your double A's, your triple A's, your C's, and your D's, those are safe to go in the trash now.
They
contain hazardous materials. The batteries that we're looking to capture.
I was going to say, that sounds like pretty much everything. What would be a non-alkaline battery?
Yes. Rechargeable batteries, mm-hmm. for appliances, for yard, like weed eaters and things like that. Then the batteries that go in hearing aids.
Yeah, what about the really small ones, like watches, hearing aids, things like that? Those are non-alkaline?
They will accept those as well, and batteries plus also.
Oh, great.
Yes, he accepts all of those things and is very happy to do that.
Fantastic.
And we take car batteries at the Haley Roadside as well.
Oh, very good. And Batteries Plus does as well.
Yes,
Batteries Plus is located at 535 North Thompson Lane, and of course both Murfreesboro locations of Radio Shack, one on Old Fort Parkway, the other on South Rutherford Boulevard, they will take those batteries.
Right.
That's really
good
information. Do you have any information on cell phone recycling?
Well, a lot of the companies will accept your used cell phone.
The cell phone companies?
Some of them will, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there are take-back programs that you could just look up online.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely don't want those to go into the landfill either. You know, it's not just eliminating the hazardous waste that's in those materials. It's also mining those things for the precious metals that we need.
That's true.
The silver, the gold, the copper especially.
That's true.
We need to strip those things and be sure that they're used again by recycling them.
But you definitely don't want that stuff to get into the ground either. And actually, kind of as a side note to that, the Luverne Police Department, in cooperation with the Drug Enforcement Administration, is offering their own recycling initiative also this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Exactly. For
pills, liquid medications, old prescriptions, things like that, because that can actually contaminate the groundwater if you don't dispose of that properly.
And it is National Take Back Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They have several a year. If you happen to miss one of those, something that you can do is to put it into a thick plastic container, like, for example, your kitty litter plastic container or a laundry detergent plastic container, and then put something yucky in there, like used cat litter. Something that would make it so that it was not palatable, so that no type of animal or bird or any type of rodent that is in the landfill can get to it or would even want to.
But something non-palatable that's also not completely toxic in its own right, because that would defeat the purpose.
So they recommend kitty litter, coffee grounds, things like that.
Yeah.
Sawdust. Another one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is all fantastic information. So pretty much anything you have around the house that you need to get rid of, might be sensitive information, might be a contaminant, something like that. Sounds like you can get rid of it somewhere this Saturday. And you can start at the Rutherford County Courthouse from 9:30 until noon.
And please, even if you don't have something to be shredded, if you want to bring some canned goods or some box goods, we would love to take that for the food bank.
Absolutely. Mimi, thanks so much for joining us.
thank you, Zach. I enjoy being here.
Great. And I urge everyone to go to the website, rutherfordcountytn.gov/environmental. Lots of great information there, including the Stop the Splat video. It'll show you what you need to do to dispose of that latex paint and oil-based paint, actually, for that matter, properly and in the right place. Happy belated Earth Day. Happy forthcoming Arbor Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. I enjoy coming to WGNS. I come several times a year, and it's something I truly look forward to.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.